This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 135 of Your Sunday Supplement. It's yours,
wow.
It's not ours. That means
you've
got to tidy up the mess and explain it to the police when they turn up. Yes, I did remember that it's episode 135.
You remember the number? Like, normally it's episode of Sunday Supplement because you never bother. It's like you don't care. I feel like our readers must feel like they're the unwanted child being ferried around between parents' house and parents' house and meeting dad's girlfriends.
I don't care what you think. I had a squonut.
What's a squonut?
It is a square donut.
What? I don't believe you. I don't believe such a thing could possibly exist. One, because you can't have corners out of batter. Everything in batter, right? Yorkshire puddings, not square. Pancakes, not square. Okay, waffles, you got me. But everything else...
I like that you ruined your own argument just by logic. I had a squonut. It's a squonut because it's square.
Oh yeah, I got that.
Because the duh obviously means it's round. But it's not square, is it? It's a cube. So it should be a cube nut, which is like a Borg testicle.
Where did you get this amazing thing from? One. Two, does it taste square? And three, I want one.
Right. One, I bought it from Tesco instead of Krispy Kreme.
Because you're addicted to Krispy Kreme, aren't you?
I am. But they're much cheaper squonuts.
Are they?
Yes. Two, it was all right. The filling was best.
What was the filling?
Custard.
Square custard. Square custard. There was the filling, like, in the square chamber inside.
Yeah, it was all square. There was right angles and everything.
Wow.
And three, you can't have one because I ate it.
Oh, I'm going to go out and find a squonut. Is it like a Tesco's own brand thing, or are they just out there?
Tesco invented the squonuts, yes.
That's amazing.
So, did you get a British newspaper with supplements in it on a Sunday?
I got a British newspaper with supplements in it on Sunday. The one I got for one reason. It is because on the front, you get free Biosynergy skinny water.
What? Skinny, what, half-fat water?
Exactly. I'm not really sure. You see, I got my newspaper in Morrison's, and unfortunately, they only give it away at Tesco.
So you didn't get your half-fat water?
My Biosynergy, meaning it synergizes with biotic things, like all water does.
Yeah. So what paper was it?
It's a Star.
Oh, God. For anyone who doesn't know what the Star is... You don't want to know, essentially. I got the mail on Sunday, which is pretty bad. But I got it because they're giving away potato seeds.
Potato seeds?
I don't mean potato seeds, do I? Sorry.
It's a potato seed. Yeah. A potato is a potato seed. That is what a potato is.
I meant a potato patio growing kit, obviously.
A potato patio growing kit?
Yeah, and they've got pictures of the three types of potatoes that you can grow. And there's a picture of the Charlotte potato. There's a picture of the Maris Piper. That's got a bit of mud on it. And there's a picture of chopped up roast potatoes.
Does it look a bit like an entry for Britain's Got Talent?
It looks more like me, if I'm honest.
Do you look like a potato? Can I just say, potato patio growing kit, that's one of the funnest things I've said in ages. Just now, readers, if you're on a bus, if you're on a train, if you're on your way to work, maybe if you're in the office, just say to yourselves, potato patio growing kit.
I've just noticed this. The best bit is there's a picture of the gloves that you can get with it. They're black woolly gloves, and across the knuckles in white embroidery, it says potato.
That is the worst gang ever.
It's Cut Out and Keep. This is where we cut out the best bits of our Sunday papers. But more importantly, I want to know if you can grow a cuboid potato and what it would be called.
A squatato.
A squatato.
Squatato. It sounds like something like Madonna would do to keep fit.
Or in one of her dirty books.
She only had one dirty book, didn't she? And it wasn't that dirty, really, as it goes, compared to the internet.
Yes, but the internet didn't exist then, and that's why she had to put it in a metal case.
The internet didn't exist. The internet's always existed. It's been there since the start. We just didn't have the technology to log on to it.
So cavemen, if they'd had a modem,
yes,
could have looked at porn. Well,
obviously. It's a bit like the solar system. Like, they weren't really aware that they were in the solar system. The solar system was there, but they weren't aware.
So who laid the phone lines?
I don't know, but I think that's perverted.
Some dirty telephonic perv, yeah. Do you want to talk about your articles, or are they all rubbish in the Star?
They are all rubbish in the Star, but I'll talk about them anyway.
Talk about one. What is the best one?
Okay, the best thing is basically the Daily Star, you have to understand, is full of naked girls, generally, and it's got Gary Bushell, and it's kind of left, right wing. It's really bizarre. And just to show you the confused nature of the readers, I thought I'd read this text out from their Text Maniac section.
So readers of the Star on Sunday have sent
in text. It's just too good a confused message. It says, a good few years ago, we joined the EU. Result, immigration out of hand, in debt, no work for us, next stop workhouse. Bring back Cromwell.
What?
Exactly. This is like, huh?
They want us to be an independent monarchy, but with Cromwell.
But with Cromwell, who, let's face it, massacred people. Also, the workhouse, which didn't happen until Cromwell was long dead. And also, how is the EU resulting in us being in debt?
Oh, no.
It's just bizarre.
You can't argue with logic like that.
You can, and you'd win.
This is the sort of mind that looks at a squonut and bursts.
Well, no, that's your mind.
My mind didn't burst when I looked at a squonut.
Your belly did when you ate six of them.
I had one, actually.
How can you only have one?
Because there was only
Have you bought more than one?
There were two.
Were the corners really sugary?
No, there wasn't any sugar on it. It's really annoying.
Oh, you could have dipped it in sugar. Do you used to do that thing when you were a kid, when you used to eat a donut, and the whole object of the game was to eat the donut without licking your lips?
Yes.
Very difficult.
It is a difficult game, and it's nothing like what I'm about to talk about, which is the death of the Forensic Science Service in Britain. It's quite an interesting article. It's all about the Forensic Science Service in Britain.
The death of it. That's interesting, because you associate forensics with dead things.
Yeah. Basically, they've had their money stripped away. What happened was, they decided that the Forensic Science Service should be government-owned, but run as a private business.
Right. Why? Oh. Why does a forensic thing have to be profitable?
Well, I don't know. They had to compete with private forensic firms to, like, tender for
dead
fingerprints
people.
And DNA and footprints and hair. And apparently they're not competitive enough, so they had to shut down.
They're not competitive at finding hair.
They were just not competitive. What? I don't understand why a forensic service has to be competitive.
Isn't the danger of, like, outsourcing stuff about crime and that, the fact that the criminals might get involved?
That is genius. So if the mafia set up a forensic lab
exactly. And
ran it at a loss, they could get all of their good fellas and wise guys off.
Good fellas and wise guys.
I don't know what mafia people are called. My knowledge of the mafia extends to Martin Scorsese films.
Because I don't think in Bristol you'd find the mafia.
No, it would be the mafia.
It'd be the mafia.
But I think you've stumbled onto a genius idea. We should start a forensics lab for criminals. That's genius.
I just say, I don't know, it was a miracle.
We could call it CSI cost cutting.
CSI Tesco's.
Anyway, I win because I had an article and you didn't.
I could have done an article. You told me to pick one thing, and so I did that because it was the most confusing, mind-blowing.
You could have picked nipples and it would have been better.
Okay, I will pick nipples.
Let's plough head forth, eyes closed, teeth gritted, not because of snow.
Would you grit your teeth in snow? That'd be wrong, because you don't actually have a car in your mouth.
I have.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you saying you give cars oral pleasure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Fiat BJ.
It's my favourite, not pavement, part of the show.
Try talking rather than just making up random noise.
It's my favourite part of the show, Simon. It is article or farcical. This is where I read out three articles from my Sunday paper supplements, which this week it's just Daily Star Sunday. And then I make one up, but I don't tell you which one I've made up. I just insert it into the other three, thus making four articles, only one of which isn't actually a real article. So it's up to Simon and you, the readers, to try and guess which one I have made up. And if you do, then you win. And if you don't, then I win.
Wow. I'm not entirely sure you could have explained that any less clearly.
And I won't do it in any particular order. So I won't say that number three is a farcical, because it might not be.
I'll just get on with it.
Number one.
Squonuts.
Oh, no, is this an article? In mince condition.
Mince?
Yes. Now, you might think that this is about meat products or anything else, something like that. It's actually about a van. And the reason they say in mince condition is because they say it's a bit of a gay van.
Oh, okay. So a little bit of homophobia slipping into the star.
As usual. BGT finds no stars.
BGT finds no stars. That's about Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they spell stars with STARRS because Gary Bushell thinks that they should be finding people like Freddie Starr.
Right.
And to quote him, Freddie Starr, Paul Daniels and Penn and Teller. One of these things is not like the others. One of these things just doesn't belong. Number three, bonuses.
Is this a boner pun?
It is a boner pun.
And number four?
Harry Potty.
Harry Potty. They're still doing Harry Potter puns.
But this one is about the fact that they've got a red carpet from LA, and for the final film, it's the longest red carpet in the world, and they're going to roll it out from Trafalgar Square all the way to Leicester Square.
It'd be better if they rolled it out to Hogwarts.
You can't roll anything out of Hogwarts. It's invisible, and it has charms on it to protect it from rollouts and cutbacks.
And cutbacks.
And squonuts.
Right. I think probably you've made up the thing about Penn and Teller, but I'm gonna defer my judgment for a moment. Not that I have any judgment. I just stick my pen in it, usually.
You stick your pen in your judgment?
Yes.
You stick your pen.
See, that doesn't even sound dirty. You just said it in a way that made it sound like it sounds dirty, and it doesn't.
Okay.
I didn't say I stick my pen up my sphincter, did I?
Okay, you can do that too.
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay, yeah, well, no. You don't want to do it. You don't have to.
I'm saying the BGT's got no stars.
Finds no stars.
Whatever. Why would he put Penn and Teller in with Freddie Starr and Paul Daniels?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's up to you. Do you decide with Simon Dunn? Do you think he knows best?
No, I'm wrong.
Do you?
I'm wrong.
Of course you don't. You're wrong. You're always wrong, Simon. You're a loser. Loser, loser, loser. Actually, that is exactly what he said, Gary Bushell.
God.
It's the most bizarre thing. And he says, we don't know what to do with our variety stars anyway. As if Freddie Starr, who is about 106, Paul Daniels, who's nearing on 300, and Penn and Teller, who are in America, hugely successful and nothing to do with Britain, have anything to do with anything. But never mind, he's a bit mad.
So which is the one you made up?
And of course the one I made up is bonuses, because it has the word boner in there, and I'm a child.
Sometimes we get letters. Wow, emails.
We do.
Tweets.
I got an email saying, Dear Izzy, why don't you do Dear Izzy anymore? Love from Deirdre. Brackets, not my real name, fools. That's actually from Peter, because it actually says in his email, so he's an idiot. But, yeah.
There is a reason we don't do Dear Izzy anymore, and that is because you can't really live up to the ones that are in your problem pages in the supplements. Take, for example, was I wrong to get back with him? This is in my mail. I've started seeing my ex again after a 2-year split, but he ignores me unless he wants sex. He went on holiday without telling me and returned with presents for everyone apart from me. At a recent party, he sat around looking at his watch, then left at 11 p.m. and didn't come back. Then, when I saw him in the street a few days later, he just ignored me.
Why do you think that? Do you think she knows that they're not going out?
I don't know. I have always been good friends with his mother, but she's not answering my texts and emails. I think she's stalking him, actually.
I think that he dumped her had a one-night stand with her, and that's it.
Yeah, probably. But you can't beat that. No one could write us a better Dear Izzy than that.
I don't know. We had the one asking you out, which was hilarious.
Asking me out?
Yeah. Don't you remember?
No, I've never been asked out.
You have? By a guy pretending to be a what the fuck wrestler. WWF wrestler.
What?
He says he waxes his shoulders just for Simon.
No! What are you talking about?
We got an email! It was brilliant.
Just because a thought appears in your head randomly every now and then doesn't mean it happened in reality. What are you on about?
We got sent to Sunday Supplement at hotmail.com. All of these pictures
you
of
naked men.
You
don't even know our email, do you?
No, sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Shut up! sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Write me with your problems and I'll tell you to fuck off.
It's the randomizer, Skyzer. We're at random. We pick bits from our supplements. You can choose between you, supplement of the year, and that's got Gwyneth Paltrow on it, wearing a very short dress, or Live or Live. We did once find out if it was called Live or Live because someone kindly phoned up the Daily Mail and asked them, but we forgot if it's Live or Live.
Even though we actually know, and we could just go back and listen to ourselves or even look at the email.
Why would we do that? And that's got Barry Manilow on the front.
Oh, not Barry Manilow. Anybody but Barry Manilow. Go with short skirt.
Paltrow. Okay, so that's between page 1 and 90.
By the way, anybody confused as to thinking that their head's gone mad? Yes, that is a Tweety Bird behind Simon, because I hit him in the head.
I can't hear it because I've got headphones on. Apparently
yeah,
there's
I
a bird tweeting.
There is a bird. It's twittering like Twitter. It's as annoying as Twitter. Right, so I will choose page 21.
21.
That is a really annoying bird, you know.
I can't hear it. I'm really pleased I can't hear it.
It makes you sound slightly like you're regaining consciousness in a cartoon.
I've got White Poise. Get to work with Summer's effortlessly elegant shirty somethings.
Shirty somethings, yeah. Eh? Is this a load of shirts?
It is a load of old shirt. It's, my God, £340 for a...
shirt.
For a shirt, but on the collar it's got like a really cheap-looking drawn-on bow tie. It's really awful. Wow. Yeah, so you don't want that. And the cheapest one on there is £45.
Well, that's not too bad for a shirt. That's what you pay for a good shirt.
Yeah, I suppose.
You don't wear shirts very often, do you?
I'm wearing a shirt now, actually.
You wore a shirt to London, because I saw you just before then. I've been around Simon's house, everybody.
We went to a posh manor house.
We did go to a posh manor house.
Which had cheaper fish and chips than a pub.
It did. And it also had really nice latte in a glass.
Yeah.
So that when you put your sugar in, which even I did, even though I didn't have sugar in coffee, just because you saw it, because it was in layers, and then you put the sugar in and it explodes and looks really cool.
Oh, it was good. But they didn't have Squonuts, though. What can I choose?
You can choose Take 5.
I'll choose Take 5, then.
It goes from page... It's got a TV guide in there, so really you're looking at page 1 to 30. 23.
Every time I do this and I say a number, I always end up in my head singing 24 Hours from Tulsa. I don't even know what that song is, and I just still sing it. Talk about your article, because I'm boring myself now.
I've also got fashion, got American Girl. Steal your spring fashion inspiration from American Ivy League students as preppy and styling rules for work and play. To be fair, though, the cheapest thing on this page is a belt from boho.com, and that's £5.
I think we have demonstrably proven that these Sunday supplements are just massive advertising pullouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah. 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 Say something dirty.
Toiletries.
It's time to flop out the humdongers. This is the worst bits, if such a thing exists, in our
supplements. It really is sort of... The actual worst bits are too bad to talk about. So I've got It's a Dog's Life. Celebs take their pooches everywhere.
Oh, God.
And it's just pictures of people who are apparently famous holding dogs, looking at dogs. And it has little titles like On a Shopping Spree, On the Red Carpet, For a Coffee, to the salon.
I met someone famous last week when we should have been recording a podcast and didn't.
Did you? Yeah, you should apologise about that.
Griff Rhys Jones.
Ooh.
He didn't have a dog. He's got a magnificent chin.
It's a chin.
But I'm pretty sure it gets bigger when he's performing. Because when he was sat down at the back of the stage waiting to come on and talk, he looked like Eddie Jordan. I didn't really recognise him. And then he came on and he had his big Griff Rhys Jones chin.
They say he gets a chin erection.
Yeah, a chin erection. Who's Mr. Chinnery and why is that funny in my head?
I don't know who Mr. Chinnery is, but I think you should see the police if he's bothering you.
He's not bothering me. Right, so that's bad, right? This is worse. It looks like he's going to be brilliant. Love letters that rewrote my life. When a teenage Anne Stotard delved into a box in her mother's wardrobe, she discovered a cache of romantic notes that weren't from her father.
Ooh.
They were from Douglas Adams. I know! Sounds like it's going to be brilliant. But it's not. It's really bad, terrible article. And it's literally just her plugging her book, which I'm not going to mention because piss you.
So hang on. So basically...
Her mother was having an affair with Douglas Adams just before she was born.
So she could be Douglas Adams' daughter?
No.
Oh.
Possibly, but no. For legal reasons, no. And there's a picture of Douglas Adams sat next to the world's weirdest, tiniest cat. And I've realised it's probably not a real cat.
Is it a mouse?
It's not a mouse. So that was really promising, and that's why it really annoyed me when I actually read it. So don't read that article and don't read the book.
Hey, Simon.
What?
You think that's bad,
Oh, you've
right?
got more?
I'll give you one more. Brit of a shock. It's a picture of a paper plate with a steak and chips on it. And the steak is kind of shaped like the British Isles.
And this is someone took a picture of it in a Greasy Spoon cafe, I suppose.
Parsons Green, actually.
I don't know what to say to that. It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements. And it's me, clearly.
Well, we've actually had articles that you've wanted to talk about, not just mad readers sending you the pictures of their food. So... I kind of agree with you, kind of.
I've got, like, mad chefs sending pictures of their food in.
I've got skinny water. I mean, the logic. Biosynergy skinny water. I've also got an entire article. The best article in it is this one about why sleep is important and important to get a good sleep, but it is a bit... makes you want to go to sleep.
Why didn't you do that in your Cut Out and Keep if that's the best article in it?
Because I wanted to show you the most mental thing in the paper. Then you went on and on and on about whatever your article was. No readers, I can't remember either.
Forensics.
It
was about forensics. And it was very interesting and I read the whole
forensics.
Thing almost.
Does that star Matthew Perry?
Forensics.
Yes.
No.
Forensics is like this new type of psychics. Where they psychically match you to whichever condiment your friends most like. So, for example,
okay,
you, Simon...
Insult would... coming up. Insult coming up.
Or I'm gonna get your own joke back at you and call you HP Sobs.
Yeah, except no one knows what that joke means except you and me. So,
so sob about it.
Better than being balsamic vinegar.
Oh, yeah, you put me in a right Branston pickle.
Oh, shut up. Just stop talking.
What? Haven't you got the mustards?
You mean cut the mustard, don't you?
Shut up. Dijon.
What the fuck are you on about?
French. French is a type of mustard.
Have you been watching Spiral?
No.
Watch it. On
is it good?
iPlayer. Yes, it is good. It's the third season. I haven't seen the first two seasons, but it's still very good.
News coming up. I've got news.
Have you?
Yeah! I've got two bits of news. One, you've got to look out for me on Channel 4 at some point, because I'm doing one of those silly talking head things, and on it, me and a load of grannies, and a load of grannies are going, I believe in angels. Ah, they provide me comfort and joy. And because they're so nice and lovely, they get me on to be the token sceptic going, they're idiots. Without saying
so
they're
when's
idiots.
When's that going to be on?
I don't know, but okay. I'm recording it on Wednesday. But also other news, if you've never listened to The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, you should.
Yeah, you should.
And the plan is, if I can stay awake Monday evening, which is a bit of an ask, I will be a guest on it. So that'll be coming out next Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you want to write to us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at SiDone, SiGHDONE, or at Izzy Lawrence. That's SiZI_LAWRENCE. We have a Facebook group and we have a website at sundaysupplement.com.
I think, Simon, if you ever manage to father a child, you should call it Squonut.
Bye.
The ideal thing that a Squonut would be is a thing that a squirrel has buried. Squonut.
Just say goodbye, Lawrence.
Bye, Lawrence.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.